This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, Rowan, we've got our next studio guest with us in the audience. Well,
we have, Neil, haven't we?
That's where studio guests usually go. Okay.
We've got Ryan Stewart from UMAD Productions, who's producing a show at Hares and Hyenas, or commonly known as the Hare Hole, called Party Snake. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry. Now, Ryan, we'd like to start off the program. We'll start off just a little bit of background yourself, about yourself. And we're curious, I suppose, on how people get to where they are, how they get involved in the arts. So how did it all start for you?
So I have an acting background. I'm still an actor myself. And the producing sort of came out of producers that I've worked with on productions who I know that have acting backgrounds as well. I feel like they understand a bit more of the creative process as opposed to producers that haven't gone through that sort of creative understanding of creating a show. So the producing sort of came about last year when my good friend, who's actually the writer and director of Party Snake, was sort of raised the idea to me when she was talking about taking some of her shows to the Adelaide Fringe Festival. And I was like, sure, I'll give it a go. Let's see how this goes. And we have a really good creative partnership based around that.
And is acting something that you sort of been doing for a long time? Is that something you just got in, you know, you just fell into, that you're interested from young? Or
yeah, I've been interested in it for a while, probably since my primary school production.
What was your first primary school production?
It was a musical sort of that was thrown together called Monkey Business, which sort of looked at, combined a whole bunch of different jungle stories, including Tarzan. I played a British doctor, Dr. Jones, and of course they used Aquaboy's Dr. Jones as as one of my songs, which was great. So that sort of set the ball rolling with acting, and then after high school I just sort of studied and have been doing shows and films and stuff since.
Okay. And then you after doing a bit of acting, the producing was just something you just moved into?
Yeah, fell into it. I still do acting. Okay. I actually just finished a show for Midsummer 2 weeks ago.
And you've actually formed your own production company?
I have, yeah. It's with myself and Katrina, the friend I mentioned earlier, who's the writer of the show. It's the two of us.
And is that something that is, you know, quite a, I suppose, a difficult task to do? Is that something you do just to make it a little bit easier to put on shows for yourself? Or?
Yeah, it was sort of, it sort of came about because we wanted this banner that we could keep producing shows through. We did a couple of shows where we didn't assume, like, the exact roles of, like, you're a producer, you're blah, blah, blah. But this, we sort of started it to help legitimize some of the work we're doing and start a archive of sorts to reflect back on with marketing and stuff like that.
Okay.
And what's Party Snake about?
Party Snake is, we're calling it a one queen show, a one person show about a drag queen who has just finished a night of performing and partying, and it's sort of a look into her life when she gets home and the wig gets taken off.
Okay. Yeah. And you mentioned that the person that directed, the writer and the director is a friend of yours. Did you see the work that, you know, did you already see what had already been written and that's you decided to do the show, or were you thinking
yeah.
of
that? So Katrina, I met actually acting in a show a couple of years ago. Mm. And she's a writer-actor from New York who's moved over here. Yeah. And she produced a couple of shows independently when she first moved out here, and I was lucky enough to see them, and I worked front of house for a couple, and we've just sort of struck up a really nice creative partnership where I organise all the chaos that she likes to create in her creative process.
And is that what's, I suppose, in that, well, besides the fact that she's a friend of yours, is that what's attracted you to that, to this particular piece of work?
I think what particularly attracts me to her work is her writing and her understanding of the world and people and the sort of characters that we come across in the everyday stories. And this one in particular, Party Snake, I think is her most honest work. She's mentioned it's her most honest work. And it's what our production company sort of wants to rewrite a lot of the stories that have come out of the theatrical canon in the past that are very heteronormative and stuff like that. We've heard enough of the straight stories.
Well, I suppose we have a lot of our own stories to tell, so we might
exactly
start telling
it.
So.
And what influences, and the background to Party Snake, sort of Katrina, where did she research the thematics to?
Yeah, play? So she did a lot of dramaturgy with Hares and Hyenas. So she looked into a lot of the literature that they have on drag. I sent her some stuff on gender performativity, stuff like that. And a lot of the character work and the sort of drag culture has also come from her collaboration with our actor, Lockie. He has a lot of drag associations. He's just started drag fairly recently himself. And he delved into a lot of that himself, which was exciting to watch.
It seems it's a sort of a rite of passage for many young gay men these days to actually frock up some.
Yeah.
And sort of some are good, some are exquisite, and then some really take it to a new level.
Yeah.
Pushing the boundaries of what, you know, historically drag has actually been, say, in this country.
And that's what the piece actually does go back on, that drag history and where that stuff sort of came from and the importance of it. I guess another with the introduction of RuPaul's in the past decade or so, drag culture has really had a massive dent on pop culture, which is amazing. It's unprecedented that this sort of queer influence has become so mainstream.
It has, isn't it? It's becoming very predominant, hasn't it?
Well, it has, you know, because, you know, during my formative years, you know, growing up, you often saw, you know, performers who were often men who just wore a frock.
Yeah.
They weren't, they didn't identify really as anyone.
Mm.
And, you know, they were doing everything from the pub RSL circuits to even shopping centres, which I do remember as a child, one of our local shopping centre, until a lot of the matrons are realising, oh, that's a man in a frock.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it's sort of, yeah, it has changed, especially in the last 20 years.
One of the really interesting things that came out of one of our advertising circuits on Facebook was someone responding to one of our ads, because Lockie in the show is in drag, obviously, but bearded. Mm. And someone responded, and he made a comment about, I've been in drag and cabaret and show business for 20 years, blah, 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 and isn't drag meant to be a man dressing up as a woman? Why is he bearded? And it was really interesting to interact with that sort of.
And is that something that I suppose with the piece does that sort of explore that a little bit more, like what drag actually means, or is it just more a character sort of?
No, it definitely goes into what drag is and what drag means for this character. As much as it is a show about drag and the glitz and the glamour and blah blah blah, it's a lot about the relationship between an artist and their art, and what their art means to them.
Okay, because obviously in the last few years, as we're talking about how drag's evolved, there are a lot more. I mean, it is more than just a man dressing as a woman.
Yeah, you know?
And it is a performance now. It's an all round. There's a lot more to it than just
definitely.
And you see a lot more drag artists with beards and, you know,
yeah,
and aren't necessarily trying to be more, you know, specifically feminine as such, or the what's stereotypically considered to be feminine.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that you're actually exploring all that as well in the show. So now, where is the show taking place?
It's at Hares and Hyenas, which is the brilliant little queer bookstore in Fitzroy, and for Midsummer they've sort of transformed it into this, into what's like Hare Hole it's called, and which has hosted a variety of cabarets and all sorts of events throughout the festival.
Okay. And that's upstairs
It's on the ground floor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And okay, so that's on Johnson Street.
Johnson Street,
right? Yeah. Hares and Hyenas this year are one of the Midsummer hubs. So it's quite exciting that finally that the bookstore has, like they've always presented works during Midsummer.
Yeah.
But this year it's a dedicated space where, and as you said, there's a lot of work actually happening.
Yeah. And we were talking about that earlier on, and looking at the program, there was a lot actually happening. So
it's very exciting how they completely transformed the space after they closed it as a bookshop.
I was going to ask you, how have you found the venue and actually working, you know, I suppose there?
They've been incredibly supportive, very easy to work with.
And the space is suitable to the sort of work that you want to put on?
Yeah, definitely, okay. I think I didn't actually organise the venue. Great producer here. Katrina did that. But she has, we've both seen shows there and really liked the space and how versatile it is.
Okay. And it's on from the 7th to the 5th to 7th?
5th to the 7th. So 2 days' time we open.
Okay.
It's a very short season, but we are taking it to Adelaide Fringe as well.
And whereabouts are you playing at the Adelaide Fringe?
So a venue called the Adena Tunnels. So it's this hotel apartment building right in the centre of the city. And they have these old treasury tunnels underneath, which are very, very cool.
Have a lot of history as well.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's one of the exciting things that, as a producer, that's one of the venue for the Adelaide Fringe is what's it called? It's exciting in itself. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's one of the attractions. Yeah. Okay. So get people up there. So after this one, you're obviously moving to the
Adelaide Fringe. So the season for Adelaide Fringe is March 13 to 17.
And do you have any plans for going anywhere else, or you just see how it all works out with these two?
See how it works out. Yeah. I guess. It would be great to take it elsewhere, and it's a very versatile show. It's easily movable. One actor, there's a director and me. So, okay.
And obviously, people can get tickets from the Midsummer website if they want to go to the show, the Hare Hole. But how about more information about your yourself or your production, Ryan? Do you have any social media, Facebook pages, anything like that?
Yeah.
Keep an eye on what's happening with you.
UMAD Productions, we have Facebook, Instagram. That's it for now.
Your production, UMAD, is with the U. With
U, letter U, MAD,
question mark,
productions.
We didn't make it easy for you.
We did not. And many, many glasses of wine were drank trying to come up with a name that we wanted for the production company. And that one just sprung to mind after a gym session.
All right. So now the show again is called Party Snake.
Party Snake,
a one queen show.
Yeah.
And then about being human. Is that the full title, isn't it? A one queen show about being human.
Party Snake, a one queen show. Okay, yeah, so there we go.
Okay, so that's at the Hare Hole, Hares and Hyenas, 63 Johnson Street, from the 5th to the 7th.
Yep.
And if anybody's interested, go down there. And thank you so much for coming onto the show.
No, Ryan. Not at all. Thank you for having me.
Keep in touch with us and see when you have the next show.
Definitely. Basically. Thank you.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.